Okay. Before we're gonna talk about what's going on. I really hope my stream is not messing up because I pay extra money. Whenever I see that little wave start going past the four, I start feeling some type of way. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Kamisha Reviews, the queen of reality TV. You know what? Y'all ain't.
All right, guys, we about to get started. As you see, I am your bartender for the day, getting the drinks ready for the show. Oh, you gonna need a drink for this one. What you drinking on? I got vodka, I got something brown and nasty. I got whatever you need to make you chill or to get you completely lit. What is it? Tell me all about it. Because you know this show is gonna be a mess. Fun and more. All right, what you drinking on, baby? I got you. All right, guys, welcome back to Kamisha Reviews. Yes, at this time, I have some breaking news. I have some tea. Okay, just sit back and wait. I got you. I'm going to tell you what it is in just a minute.
Hey, y'all like the crown? Y'all don't like it? Is it too much? Look at it. Y'all know I need to be in the bed somewhere. But I've been giving y'all, you know, the tea spiller. Goodness gracious. Get the merch. It's on Teespring. Don't forget. It's tagged somewhere on here. I know I tagged it for the live. What's up, niece? What's up, RTL? Oh, what is going on? Who's day drinking? And I didn't say I wasn't. I'm just asking. Well, of course, you know, as a quote-unquote tea spiller, I am here to spill some tea. I should have added Instagram, but I really just was like, I don't feel like it. But What's up, Facebook? Oh, yeah. Just because one Facebook get down. Y'all understand. I have more than one of everything. What's going on? Wait a minute. I mentioned about YouTube. I changed my thumbnail. What's up, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter? How y'all guys doing? So I am coming through because a lot of things have been going on. It seems on the own channel, the shows are showing. The show after the show after the party after the show, you know. So this week it looks like we're going to get to Ready to Love. Okay. Wait a minute, yeah, wait. Look. I need something. And I have some audio that I'm going to play. Okay. Again, I have been called a tea spiller. I am the queen of reality TV, a blogger, podcaster, all the things, and I report the news, especially when it comes to Ready to Love. That's it. That's all. All right. Wait a minute. I almost forgot where I put it. Now, I'm probably going to play it more than once because it just is in a loop, right? Okay. If y'all can't hear, if it's not loud enough, please let me know. First, let me get this post up here. Hold on just a second. And then, okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and play.
Respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend, I'm like, you know, I told Tommy, I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I'd be around there complaining about how we don't have time together. And then she said, meanwhile, you in the parking lot tugging him down. the inconsistency, because I've been there really painting a picture like, you guys have deprived me of time with Chaz. Whole time, we just figuring out what we need to do. That is really funny to me. She had me cracking up. She's like, not you on the screen complaining about never being able to see Chaz and grow your relationship. And then next week, you're going to be on the episode pregnant. And everybody is going to be looking like, how did this come about? I don't know. I think that was a moment where you had to be there. But I felt like when I retold that, that was going to be funnier. But I was crying, like little tears, laughing at the way that she was making it. Because I guess I said, I'm a better actor than I realized that I was. Because I'm really committed to on the TV world that they are not doing what they need to do for our relationship. But I guess in real life, it's better than I'm making it seem. That just had me laughing. I wanted to share.
And let me read the post out loud, okay? Miss Deborah, I was watching this review on my phone in my room, and despite a well-executed effort to present myself respectfully on the show, my six-year-old son walked into my room. I spied the phone as you described how I've been touching Chaz off camera. For the record, there has been no sexual relationship between Chaz and I on or off camera. I had to explain to my son that you are lying and that people sometimes make stories up that they want to believe. It is baffling the way I have gotten caught in the crossfire of these men's egos, while I have only showed both of them care, and they have both claimed to care for me. Where is the protection of Black women in that? I do an episode recap weekly on Match, Marry, Mate YouTube channel. I would recommend you tune in if you want to have a better understanding of me and my thought process rather than... Okay, so... I don't know, I read the last paragraph, but... Let me play the audio again. Okay, let's listen to the audio again. I want you guys to listen. Okay? Because especially with this latest episode, now we don't know where it's going to go, obviously, because the show has not aired yet, not until tomorrow. But look at this last episode and how it's like, even at the end of the episode, everyone's like, oh my God, Chaz, he took to more than one woman. He's trying to get to know somebody else. And he's such a bad guy and all the things. Mm-hmm. Listening and watching. But then we have responses and things, of course, as I'm reading here. But then we have, you know, also the audio that's behind the scenes that, of course, no one else gets to hear. And all I do is say, I just report the news, guys. Obviously, come up with and think what you want, of course.
Good morning. I'm about to respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend, I'm like, you know, I told Tommy, I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I'd be around there complaining about how we don't have time together. And then she said, meanwhile, you in the parking lot tugging him down. The inconsistency, because I've been there really painting a picture like, you guys have deprived.
No, Lee, this was not on a podcast. This was not a public audio. That was for you, Nate.
Good morning. I'm about to respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend, I'm like, you know, I told Tommy, I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I'd be around there complaining about how we don't have time together. And then she said, meanwhile, you in the parking lot tugging him down. The inconsistency, because I've been there really painting a picture like, you guys have deprived me of time with Chaz. Whole time, we just figuring out what we need to do. That is really funny to me. She had me cracking up. She's like, not you on the screen complaining about never being able to see Chaz and grow your relationship. And then next week, you're going to be on the episode pregnant. And everybody is going to be looking like, how did this come about? I don't know. I think that was a moment where you had to be there, but I felt like when I retold that, that was going to be funnier, but I was crying, like little tears laughing at the way that she was making it. Cause I guess I said, I'm a better actor than I realized that I was, because I'm really committed to on the TV world that they are not doing what they need to do for our relationship. But I guess in real life it's better than I'm making it seem.
Who do you think that she's talking about? Everybody in here is I know my crew are smart. You are smart. You are kind. Oh, Jesus. Help us, please. Oh, come on, y'all. Put it two and two together. Do it now. Do it now. Oh, come on, people. Now look. I'm not about to play with you people. I'm not. Baby. So if you were to read the post, what is your impression from reading the post? Hold on. Hang on right quick. Let me play it again because I think I missed something. Hold on.
Good morning. I'm about to respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend, I'm like, you know, I told Tommy I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I'll be around there.
So did y'all not hear what she said, the name? So, okay, I am not about to do A, B, C. Here it is, 1, 2, 3, literally. Y'all got me up here singing the tune, and y'all know that voice, that was sent directly. Come on, people, directly. So, not just being transparent directly to him. So you have this post. Okay. For the record, there has been no sexual relationship between Chaz, I, and off camera. Off camera. Wait a minute. Do it one more time. Sorry. Hold on. And for the record, there has been no sexual relationship between Chaz and I, on or off camera. Do you not understand? Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second, yeah. Okay, I see we got it. So obviously, no. So really, okay. Hold on.
Good morning. I'm about to respond to your message, but I was just sitting here on the phone. I was telling my best friend. I'm like, you know, I told Tommy I haven't seen, you know, I still have not had an intimate date with Chaz. I be around there complaining about how we don't have time together. And then she said, meanwhile, you in the parking lot tugging him down. The inconsistency, because I be in there really painting a picture like, you guys have deprived me of time with Chaz. Whole time, we just figuring out what we need to do. That is really funny to me. She had me cracking up. She's like, not you on the screen complaining about never being able to see Chaz and grow your relationship. And then next week you're gonna be on the episode pregnant and everybody is gonna be looking like, how did this come about? I don't know. I think that was a moment where you had to be there, but I felt like when I retold that was gonna be funnier, but I was crying.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus help. Okay, like literally So it was sent to him. I mean, I'm laughing at me because I'm so theatrical, really, but hold tight. Let me actually show my face. No makeup. Okay. Oop, what's what am I doing? No makeup. The queen of reality TV. Okay. She voicemail, whatever, to him. We see the post where it's like, you know, we hadn't done anything. We hadn't been da da da. We hadn't been intimate or whatever. And then you saw Chaz's post. Okay. You heard her voicemail to him. And you see Chaz's post. You can't get pregnant from kissing, but kissing led to so much more. Again, I just report the news. That's what I do. T-Spiller. Get the merch now on Teespring. It's attached somewhere in the channel. It's pinned in the chat. Mm-hmm. Yes. There are going to be a time at the end of the season. At the end of this season. That I am going to say some things about this season. I do it every year. And I don't know why I feel like this is going to be different. The things I have to say. Mm-hmm. Been savor them up for just the right time. Mm-hmm. It's been a while. Since I had to remind people and kind of, you know, let them know who the fuck I am. It's been so much fun. It has been, yes. Oh my God, I just told you what to say. I'm just like, nah. I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying this. I have. I have. Yes. 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 Oh my goodness. Let me see what I say. Let me see what I say. Okay. 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 Nobody said no. That is not okay. Hold on. I saw something in the chat that is not no. That is not. I am so extra. I am. Okay. You are correct. The breakdown is you know, somebody is everyone, you know, we weren't close, we weren't intimate, we didn't do much, da da da. And then you hear on this whole voicemail, like, we was in a, I can get pregnant, we can do all this. I'm of course, I am being extra, but I'm just saying, like, on the outside, you want everybody to think, and of course, your kids are watching. And I'm gonna say this, I don't know how it feels to go on TV. This is for either. I don't know how it feels to go on TV, expose my entire life, and have people poke into it, talk about it, whatever. I'm just being, this is a fair scale for men and women, okay? So then when you know, because you may have been intimate with somebody on TV, not on TV, but they, family, friends, whatever, they know you've been intimate. They, I don't know. They are going to try to change their image. They're not going to like what's shown, and that's just being real. And that would be with anybody. So yes, you're going to, as a woman, especially because of history and everything, even though 24 and we're all free and all this, that, and third, and all free sex, liberation, all this stuff, whatever. A woman's not going to be outwardly, you know, saying that she was intimate. So she, if it did actually happen, sometimes they're going to probably lie. And I'm not saying she is, I'm just speaking in general. Fabricate or smudge it a bit. So it doesn't look like. You understand what I'm saying? So, I am, baby. I am. Mm-hmm. Monique King. Hey, Monique. Monique says she parked in the driveway. No, I'm sorry. She says she parked in his driveway because production told her to. I knew she was a liar then. Oh, snap. Damn. Okay. Did the chat firing off as usual? Okay. Damn. Vanessa did say she experienced. Wait, that she won't experience black love. I came with y'all. Y'all wrong. Y'all wrong for that. Yes, please. The Cash App. The Cash App is commission reviews. Donations are welcome to the queen. Yes. I do work at 95, but of course. It's my passion. One day it could be my, this is all I'm going to do. So, you know, we're not getting it paid. YouTube pays a little bit. So, Cash Apps are welcome. Mm-hmm. It's the bang bang for me. Y'all are a hot mess. I can't. I cannot. So, you know, that really is all I got. I'm pretty sure we can do it a little more on the panel. Miss you guys. I have it set up where the link will pop up. Wait a minute. Who's somebody on YouTube? Let me go to my YouTube channel. Because I see you saying Aunt married in 10 years and I can't see him on my stream yard. No shade. You like blocked on my channel. If that happened, I don't even know how I'm trying to figure this. Look, I keep it transparent. Now look, Please don't be offended. I'm gonna go look. I'm trying to figure out how. Oh Jesus, help! Hold on. Cause I'm like, why don't I see on my StreamYard? Let me see. Even if you're on YouTube, I still should be able to. I have 9 people watching. I have 4-5 likes. I do not see. What is going on? Let me go to your YouTube channel and see something. I'm trying to figure out. Hey, look, there's one thing I'm going to take out while I got y'all right here. Wait, is it somebody? I need to see. I already had 10 years. Wait, how did. I don't know. Okay, I don't know what's going on. My bad. I'm trying to figure out what happened. I don't know why I can't see. For some reason, I can't. What's the channel name? What is the channel name, Mary? What? I haven't blocked anybody in a long time. That's what I'm saying. Married 10 years. I only know how to. I didn't forget how to even do it on my YouTube channel, how to fix it. Where is it? It's in my. Anyway, well, I'll do this real quick. I'm gonna say what I was getting ready to say was like. This shit is bothering me. Hold on. I say I'm going to talk, but I find it. I'm literally in my studio looking for this. Hidden users. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm transparent. I don't even. Now, I have a lot of people blocked on here, but I'm trying to find your name. This just bothering me. So anyway, oh my God, I'm actually a nerd in real life, but well, let's get ready to say, I'm going to this, Raise Love Party, and I'm just really excited about it. I have my dress and everything, I haven't got myself together, but I'm just really excited about, you know, doing the Q&A and all the things. It's just like, your link is not here, so I don't get why I can't see you. This is so crazy. I think I have 244 people blocked on YouTube. Jesus Christ. But I don't see your name. That's why I don't understand what's going on. This is super weird. The reason why I'm even looking like this is because it's the fact if I block somebody, most of the time I know, remember, and, you know, and we'll tell them why behind the scenes if they contact me through IG. But I'm just confused. Why I cannot see them and they're not on my block list. I don't know. That's odd. That's odd. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I am really excited about doing this party. I have 244 people blocked. I will block that ass because I don't have time for it. Because I will be dragging and going off the entire time, and I cannot. So, if that's because I'd be in the beef sector, which I would not be. So, anyway, y'all got me here acting crazy. Look, I didn't say what I said. I have a lot of people who have tried me. I came from the beef sector. To be fair, most of that is probably, and I looked at the people, most of that is beef sector. I am in the review sector. I don't have that problem over here. I'm going to tell anybody who want to leave the beef sector, the key to that is block everybody. I just realized that's what I did. Like the dude be coming through. What do you say? Wait, oh my God. I can't remember. Damn it. You're cool. I'm sorry. My bad. It's my Friday. I work tonight and then I'm off. So I'm a little hype. Make sure y'all come through Saturday for the panel. Okay. And we go really Reddit. Let me tell you something. First of all, I want to shout out to Reddit because even though some of the people would be kind of trying to try me a little bit, but it's cool because they're my people over there, man. They support me. I have people over there that support me so on Reddit. So shout out to you guys, period. Okay, that's the queen. Queen Mod. Reddit Queen Mod in the building. Now, I know y'all here. Now, I need y'all to check out Lux Lifestyle channel. Let me go to YouTube real quick. Now that I got through with some of the shenanigans. I still don't understand. I'm going to research that though, on the real. Right now, I'm trying to, 22 people in the chat and 7 likes. I'm going to go ahead and pin what you said, even though what you messed up, Mr. First of all, when she says ghetto, because I don't know. It just be a mess. So sometimes when I say ghetto, I'd be like, be careful with that word. I know how Lee means it, but people will take it in a whole different direction. You know what I'm saying? So I like being different and, you know, not like everyone else. But to me, it's not, you know, I didn't say we don't have those moments, but I'm just saying everybody had those moments in all situations. Just, you know. So, yes, that is Demita Joe. Members, please make sure you check out the emojis by your name. You see the changes. Ew. Come on, Louisiana in the building. I love it. So, also make sure you guys go check out Demita Joe. She is also a blogger. She is a number one mod up in here. Not professionally, but I need you to go and follow Demita Joe. She's a great content creator and she covers the show. And she hit other things. She just did an interview, which was amazing. So I need you guys to follow Demita and go check out her content. You can learn a lot from her health-wise. She has not a lot of knowledge. Okay, go check it out. We are done describing the panel. Thank you. Hit the like button and subscribe, guys. I have to watch Love is Blind and do my whole commentary on that. So, you know, y'all know what it is. I don't have to tell you. You already know.